But because of an underlying unconscious belief system that you have yet to examine, you're not living up to that standard. Because beliefs in life will either destroy you or create your life. So what unconscious beliefs are destroying your life that you're not even aware of? Welcome to Unmasking Greatness. This podcast is about unmasking your greatest potential and living a purpose-driven life. If you got value from this episode, you already know. Like, share, and subscribe.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Unmasking Greatness. Chris Kikoris, Dr. Preston Gregory is in the house today. We got some fun stuff to talk about and some things, obviously, our podcast is always kind of bringing up, but the limiting beliefs of your life, the ball and chains that you cannot see. The ones that are just holding you back from everything that you want to achieve in life, whether it is, you know, financially and your relationship and your health and your, you know, religious background, whatever those things are, we want to start talking about how to break them, how to cut them, get them loose, because you're not the only one that has these balls and chains. A lot of people do. And, you know, it's okay. But what's not okay is for you to drag those things all your life. There's ways to set yourself free and run freely, faster, stronger than ever. And a lot of people have done it, but how? And that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about how to break those chains to get you ultimately to your best self.
Mm-hmm.
So what you think, Preston?
You know, everyone knows about limiting beliefs. It's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Limiting beliefs, subconscious mind, goals, habits. There's all these cliche buzzwords that are affiliated with the self-improvement world. But I think the biggest thing is, one, applying and implementing. And then two, actually conceptualizing and understanding what it is, how to apply it. Does it make sense? So I like stories. I like visuals. So naturally, I've read tons of books on limiting beliefs. But as I started to dive a little bit deeper, I came across a story. Steve Harvey said this on one of his like live TV shows, and I really liked it. He talked about a flea. When I started listening to this, I'm like, where the freak is he going with this? It said, limiting belief, fleas. I'm like, okay, guy, what are we doing here? But what he talked about, he said, a flea is one of the smallest insects, but has one of the highest vertical leaps based on its size. A flea can jump 36 inches. But if you capture a flea and put it inside of a jar, put a lid on it and seal it, that flea still has the potential to jump 36 inches. So that flea is going to do what? It's going to start jumping in that jar. As it jumps really high, it's going to start hitting its head. It's going to hit its head, fall down, hit its head, fall down on the lid. So it's going to start making adjustments. Instead of jumping and hitting its head, it's going to jump right before it hits the lid. It's going to stop. If you put another flea inside that jar, it's going to do the exact same thing. It has the potential to jump 36 inches. But every time it jumps, it's going to make a slight adjustment to not hit its head and knock itself down. Now, if those two fleas have babies, the babies have the potential to do what? Jump 36 inches. But it's going to emulate its actions based off its parents, and it's only going to jump 4 to 5 inches, and it's going to just stop short of the lid. Oftentimes, we dictate our behaviors, our values, our beliefs from our friends, our family, and environment. So who has molded you? What have you seen around you that's forcing you to only jump 4 or 5 inches, but you have the potential to jump 36 inches? So how we finished it was take the lid off your life. Take the lid off the jar. And that's the epitome of a limiting belief, is that there is so much potential bundled up inside of you, but you're living your life in a jar. That you're only jumping 4 to 5 inches based on what you've seen, based on the narrative and notion of what your family's consistently talked about. Money is evil. It's wicked. It's hard to make money. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're not intelligent. We're not smart. We can't go to Harvard. You can't get a 4-year degree. You can't run a business. No one in your family has ever ran a business. Relationships are hard because everyone in our family has always gotten divorced. There's these notions and there's a belief system that every family has, and you've probably adopted that. But that's not true to you. It's something that's been projected onto you. So are you living your life in a 4 to 5 inch space, but you have the potential to jump 36 inches? You can jump out the gym, but because of an underlying unconscious belief system that you have yet to examine, you're not living up to that standard. Because beliefs in life will either destroy you or create your life. So what unconscious beliefs are destroying your life that you're not even aware of? So the first thing I think that we need to talk about right now is examining the unconscious. Because unconsciously, we all have a default belief system that's going to regulate and dictate our life. If we're not getting the relationship that we want, it's because there's an unconscious belief system around that relationship. If we're constantly attracting a negative partner, it's because there's an unconscious belief system that we're not worthy of love, that this is what we deserve. It's all hand in hand and intertwined. But oftentimes we're looking at life saying, woo me, why is this happening? What the fuck? Like, why? Why is life so hard? But we don't understand there's been a lot of shit projected onto us. That's what you have to unpack. Because you cannot reprogram or change a belief system unless you start to examine internally why you behave in a certain manner.
Yeah, dude, I think that's probably one of the most powerful things I think people don't realize is their environment. You know, when you're talking about the jar and the lid, I mean, these are predetermined for you most of the time. And I say this a lot, is people get stuck in these runs, which is it's their normality of how they were raised, how they were raised around their families, who was teaching them certain things. So, you know, how do you break loose of that? And it's starting to bring awareness to it. You know, they call this unconscious incompetence. You don't know that there's a problem there, and you're not willing to fix it as well. You know, you have to know that there's something, maybe it's not a problem, you just think that you deserve more. You know, I think that's also a part of evolution and growing. You shouldn't be, you know, okay living a mediocre life, that deep down you know there's more to it. And what's going to help you guys is to start to surround yourself around like-minded people. You know, if you're constantly around friends and family and they can't see the vision that you see. You know, let's just use the example of just getting healthy, right? You want to start working out, you want to start eating better, you want to, you know, live a healthier, wholesome life, maybe you want to drop some body fat, the whole thing. You're going to start to embark on that journey, right? You're going to probably start, you know, moving a little bit more, get a gym membership, start eating healthy. But then when you start to talk about these things around others that aren't healthy, that don't work out, maybe you're going to have dinner and you're trying to make healthier choices. Maybe instead of eating pizza, you want to have grilled chicken salad or, you know, something of that sort. What are those people saying and looking at you like? They're one, looking at you like you're sick, like you have a problem. You know, two, they might make these little like sly comments, you know, like, oh, just have one piece, or, you know, oh, you know, you're just trying to be on that health kick again. You know, how long is it going to last? You know, it's just these little like sly comments that can really start to slowly chip at you, you know, to slowly make you weaker. And, you know, ultimately, like, most people will probably fold. But this is why a community and having like-minded people is so important. You know, why do people go to CrossFit? You know, I'm not knocking CrossFit by no means. I think it's great. You know, it's a sport. But there's a lot of people that go to CrossFit, that go to these boot camp classes. And, you know, sure, they get a little bit healthier. They're moving more. But maybe they're not even if they weren't getting the results they wanted, they continue to go. Why? They did a great job building a community of like-minded people that motivate, encourage, you know, share different tactics that help them get them closer to their goals. That's the kind of people you want to surround yourself with. So if maybe you don't know exactly who you are or what you want, but you probably look at somebody and saying, wow, that person has an amazing life. What do they do? You know, how do they act? Because when you start to think of it in that manner, you can start to control a little bit more of your emotions. You don't let your emotions dictate the decisions that you're about to make, right? Because that's what gets us in trouble. You know, our emotions feel like, you know, making us eat when we're not really, really hungry. You know, I think the acronym's HALT. It's hungry, angry, lonely, tired. You know, before you go and munch on something, you need to hit those four and, you know, kind of acknowledge, am I just bored? You know, am I angry? Am I emotional? Did I have a bad day? I want to eat. Am I just by myself? I want a snack while I'm watching Netflix. Or am I tired? Do I need to go to bed before I start to munch on some stuff that I'm not supposed to? Right? Those are little tactics that you can kind of stop yourself and say, let's bring some awareness to what I'm doing, pull myself out of the emotion and go more into the logic. And that's going to help propel you forward. So,
no, another little nugget here, another, you know, avenue of how to think about a limiting belief. A limiting belief is a belief that's self-imposed, usually unconscious, and restricts you from creating what you want. As we know, many limiting beliefs are formed in childhood by our parents, teachers, and society. These beliefs become the lens we see life through and are continually reinforced based on how we interpret the external circumstances of our life. Many of our interpretations are pressed into our subconscious mind as that limiting belief. The whole thing here, too, is majority of people listening to this podcast, you're a young adult, grown adult, or you're old. You're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. The whole thing is who you are right now did not happen today, yesterday, 6 months ago. It happened when you were a child. And if you really start to, backtrack and examine your life, unfortunately, we couldn't control the cards that we were dealt. But dependent upon what we saw has molded the beliefs of what we associate as normal. Meaning, if you never sat down and had dinner with your family at the kitchen table, you guys just ate in separate rooms, that becomes normal. If it was normal for things to be chaotic, for there to be tension, the big thing is, too, is you don't realize is we're always attracted to our emotional home. And the very thing that we seek and think we want, a lot of times that doesn't correlate with actually our belief system or what we believe to be true. For example, so many people want peace, love, harmony, and joy in their life, but yet emotionally they only feel normal. Their emotional home is around chaos. Because that's what they were bred around. The chaos of their parents arguing, the chaos of uncertainty, the chaos of money, bills, who's going to pick me up? It's unpredictable. Even though that sensation that's, isolated and stored inside of your physiology, you don't want that. You hate that. And you're praying for the opposite. That's ingrained and hardwired in your subconscious mind. So you're going to act and behave in accordance to that. So it's all intertwined that you really have to look. What unresolved shit is inside of you? What unresolved things is dictating control in your life that you're not aware of? Because I'm a 28-year-old man right now, and there's still a lot of things that I do that I'm like, where the freak is this coming from? And then I backtrack and realize it's trauma. We all have these trauma and these beliefs that regulate our life. And I can verbalize to you on this podcast that I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire. But do I believe it? Is there evidence of anyone in the Gregory family ever doing that or even getting close? No. So there's this underlying belief system that I don't know if I can do it. That maybe it's hard to make money, that there's no evidence of anyone in my proximity other than friends to have done it. So it's like, can I do it? Can just this little old country southern boy who was raised by a single mom on food stamps that never had a lot of money, that still has shoes from high school because I made sure I had to keep them really clean because I knew I wasn't going to get a new pair of shoes every 6 months like some kids, can he be a millionaire? It's a lot of shit I'm trying to unpack now because I realize I'm never going to exceed the belief system I hold in my mind. I'm never going to make more money than what I think I'm worthy of. I'm never going to attract a partner of what that's better than what I think I'm worthy of. Everything in your life is in coherence. If you don't believe you're worthy of love, you're not going to find love. If you don't think you're worthy of being a millionaire, you're not going to be a millionaire. If you don't think you're worthy of having a fit body, you're not going to have a fit body. It's hand in hand. But the most important thing is you have to examine what's been programmed, what is programmed, and why you're behaving the way you are. I don't think humans just go rogue. There's always an underlying trauma. We're fleeing and running. There's been internal damage. There's something that's altered our chemistry because we're on drugs. There's alcohol. There's a substance. But for the most part, we don't just act in behaviors that just go rogue. We're just like, I don't know why I'm doing this. If you met someone that's just a complete jokester, they got jokes. They're just talking about nonsense 24/7. They're a comedian. I can almost guarantee you their father, their mom, their uncle, someone in their family projected and ingrained that belief system for them to be a goober. You know what I'm saying? It happens that way. You're not going to be in this stoic Amish family where everyone's so serious and someone's just going to be this rogue comedian. They're going to be a Kevin Hart. Someone in their family was a dumbass, joked around. They adopted that. No different sports. I'm not just going to love football if no one ever taught me football. No, my family did. I adopted the belief system that we're athletes in the Gregory family. We like to watch sports. That's how we bond. That's camaraderie. That's why I just traveled to Wisconsin 14 hours away to watch my 51-year-old uncle play softball. Because there's a belief system, identity associated that we play ball. We're ball players. What is the identity that you have about yourself? What is the notion, identity, and belief that you have? Who are you? Is it that you're meant to be poor? You're meant to be broke? You're meant to be in a funk? I'm just in a funk right now. It's okay. We all go through funks, but has that funk that you're experiencing turned into a season, turned into years, turned into majority of your life that you're just living in a funk? You get one life. It's not meant to be a funk. It's meant to be joyful. We're meant to unpack all this shit and heal ourselves so the generation that come after us don't have to deal with the shit that we're dealing with. But if you don't examine, unpack the belief that you have, you're going to project that onto the people around you. Then it's a snowball effect. And the only way that you actually start to change the belief system is repetition. You want to build a muscle? What does it take, Chris? Reps. You want to reprogram your subconscious mind? Repetition, 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 repetition. You have to start to reinforce the things that you actually want in your life. You have to start to reinforce the belief system that act according to the goals and dreams that you have. It's that simple. There's things in my mind that I'm like, where did this come from? Well, it came from all the people I've interacted with, the teachers that told me I wasn't good enough, my classmates that said I wasn't going to amount to anything, the actions that I had that acted in accordance to, hey, you're just a dumb kid that wants to party, young, dumb, full of cum. But now I'm like, no, that's not me. I'm more than this. So that's what I'm working on right now. And I challenge you, what things do you need to unpack?
Yeah. And you said it too, seasons. You guys are going to go through seasons. And some are not going to be the ones that you really want to go through. But again, you got to remind yourself, it is just a season. You're going to get through it. And if there's something that you feel like you're trying to break out of, if you feel that little, like that little urge, scratch that itch. Because the more you start to scratch, the more you start to reveal to yourself that there's something there. Right. And I think, you know, we're talking about, you know, you're talking about being a millionaire. You know, my family doesn't come, you know, from millionaires. So like, why would I think that I'm ever going to become a millionaire? You know, so that's a hard thing to grasp. But Preston, you do way better than anyone in your family at this point, which also now starts to open your eyes and kind of pulls back the curtain to see what's actually possible. But it took little movements, little scratches, consistent work to start to see there is a path there for you. That, you know, sure, there's tons of people all over social media that are like super successful, but to find it within yourself is a different task. And you have to slowly start to move in that direction. Like if I were to tell myself, you know, 3 years ago, try to convince myself that I would be where I am today, I'd just probably laugh at myself. You know, I wouldn't even think it's not anywhere near possible to be where I'm at right now. And I'm not where I want to be. Don't get me wrong. Like I'm not saying I'm like this multimillionaire or anything like that, but I can tell you I've moved way further than I ever been before, but it all came from like just constantly just walking forward, going a little bit more to start to see the path get a little bit clearer the more I continue to go. And with that, that's where you're gonna start to build some more momentum, because once that path starts to clear and you know the direction you wanna go, you're gonna pick up the pace. You're gonna you know, go from like a dragging walk to a speed walk to a, you know, eventually a full out sprint. Because you know exactly where you want to go. And that's where I think people need to really kind of dig into. And not only that, I think your skill set starts to grow. You know, think of anything. You're talking about like building muscle, reps, right? When you probably go into the gym for the first time, you're unstable. You're not really sure if you're feeling the muscle right. But how do you get that mind-muscle connection? How do you get that stability? How do you build the muscle? It's continuously going. And now, you know, if you're like me and Preston that's been going for years, it's unconscious. Like we know exactly what to do. The body just moves the way it needs to. Yes, we have to push ourselves, but just like any skill, they don't really make too many manual cars anymore. But if you ever learned how to, you know, have to put the clutch in, shift gears, you know, slow down, push the clutch in, you know, go to neutral. At first, it's hard. You're probably like jerking the car around, stall out. But if you do it over and over, well, now it just becomes automatic. You just start flowing through gears. The car is going smooth. And I think life is all about levels, you know? And for humans, I think we look at that as something that we're trying to always kind of level up. That's why people like playing video games, you know, or playing certain card games to build the skills to become better, to get to that next level. But what if someone gave you a game and they're like, you know, put you in front of a TV, here's a joystick, here's one button. Just go forward and keep pressing that red button and you win. You'd be like, dude, that's a stupid game. Like, why would I want to play a game like that? You just win and that's all you do? Nobody wants to do that, right? Mm-hmm. You want to challenge yourself. But so many times people get to that next level boss and that's what they do. They press forward and just hit the one button. And then they get upset that life, you know, they didn't win. They didn't beat the boss. Well, you didn't learn the skills to do that. So understand there's levels to your life that you need to constantly upgrade and build upon. That's going to take you to the next level. Look forward to it. Look forward to challenging yourself, because that's how it's going to get you to where you want to be.
And a big thing with the limiting beliefs is a limiting belief is ultimately a programmed belief in our subconscious mind. And the big thing with humans is we act in a reflexive manner. That's why things are reflexive. Going to the gym, it's a reflex. You've done it so much that you don't have to think about it. You drive a manual stick car for years, you don't think about it. You brush your teeth, you don't think about it. You pour your morning cup of coffee, you don't think about it. The whole purpose of that is to conserve energy. Your body and your brain does not want to do hard tasks 24/7. It wants to put you on autopilot to conserve energy to make your life easier. That's why if you don't actually sit down and consciously examine these belief systems, they're never going to change. Because for you to actually internalize and reflect on your life is going to require energy and effort. And that's a lot harder than just being on autopilot and coasting through the day. You, 9 times out of 10, you drive the same roads, you walk the same path into work, you go to the gym, your, the way your clothes are laid out, your closet, how, what side of the bed you sleep on, everything's pretty much the same. So on any given day, there's not a whole lot of conscious thought of what you should do. So that's why it's so hard to heal yourself. That's why it's so hard to change these limiting beliefs, because this actually takes energy. And I think outside of living in a reflexive manner, that's how we conserve energy. So it makes sense that we're in default setting. We just do the same shit every single day. But beyond that is terminology, is what's coming out of your mouth plays a huge factor in what you're going to actually attract into your life. And once you say, quote unquote, I am, over and over, when you say I am, you start to adopt that as your identity. And whatever is your identity and you believe, you live it. If you believe it, you live it. So what words are you consciously speaking outside of what thoughts are circulating in your mind? Because what's in your mind dictates your behaviors. So if you don't unpack what's in your mind, you're not going to change your behaviors and actions. But outside of those things, what are you actually verbalizing and reinforcing over and over and over and over and over? Because your subconscious mind never turns off. We can turn off. I'm not paying attention. Well, your subconscious mind never turns off. So you may be unconsciously or consciously speaking things or just bullcrapping, but your subconscious mind is a sponge. It's taking that to be true. So are you consciously saying, I am broke, I am unhappy, I am stressed out, I'm overweight, I'm depressed, I'm anxious? Are you saying those things over and over and reinforcing that belief system that you are? Because you're going to identify with someone. I am broke. I am stressed. I have anxiety. I have social anxiety. I am, I am, I am. I am, you need to reframe that to things that you want. I am courageous. I'm bold. I am powerful. I am strong. I am loving. I am passionate. I am giving. Like, those are things you have to say. Affirmations are so important. And this isn't just say things that you don't believe in the mirror to yourself, but outside of examining and unpacking all the shit that's unconsciously stored in your brain and your physiology, just be more mindful of how do you speak in life? I'm stupid. Huh, I'm a klutz. Are you? Are you saying things as a joke? But guess what? You're actually just adopting that belief system. That's part of your identity. That right there. Start being aware of whatever you say around I am, because that's powerful. The words that come out of your mouth are extremely powerful, because when you open your mouth, guess what you do? You tell the world who you are. I want to tell the world who I am in a positive, healthy manner. I don't want to just be rambling unconscious things and I don't realize how powerful my words truly are. Because behind those words are vibration. There's a thing called the law of vibration. And if you look into any research, get on YouTube and look up words that have been spoken over water, words that have been spoken over plants. You can say certain affirmations over a plant and the plant will either grow faster or die. They've spoken words into water and frozen. How it crystallizes will distort between a negative and positive affirmation. All this is intertwined. But the most important thing is something is ruling your life. No one lives the life that they want effortlessly, organically. It takes work and it's going to take some unpacking. And it's time for you to unpack some of the things that are regulating and dictating your life. Because if you're not fully fulfilled, if you're not happy, if you're not living in alignment with what you want, why? Why not? It's probably because there's some unresolved limiting beliefs that are circulating and programming your subconscious mind. And it's no one else's responsibility but yours to unpack that.
Mm. I want to leave you guys with one quote before we end this. And it says, "The cave that you fear holds the treasure that you seek." It's by Joseph Campbell. So that very thing that you don't want to do, that very thing that you're avoiding, is the exact thing that you should do. So write that down, and I want you to do some deep reflecting on that this week.
Easy peasy. That's easy. That was pretty good.